it's been a great month for women in pro sports. You have Kim Ng, you're hiring, and we're seeing some great, great, great developments for women in sports. Now, women have always had, so we divide, Kendall, and you'll just bear with me here. I'll talk a little bit. We divide in hockey, we say the business side and the talent side. So the talent side is the drafting, developing, and women have not had a significant impact on the talent side until very recently. So you got Cammy Granato, yourself, you got, Kim Ng, as I said. It's really a great time for change in our sport.
It is, and it's a great time, and I think even 20 years ago was a good time as well, but it's happening now. And I think all of us who see the opportunity, whether we're the first in something, we know we're not only the first, we're creating an opportunity for the next. And we're allowing young boys and girls to see, you know, us in these leadership positions, in these roles that are making decisions, as you mentioned, Berkey, from a talent perspective, and that our voices and our knowledge in the game are equally as important as, you know, the man that they might have seen their whole life. And so we need to continue to diversify the table in these positions. And I can't be more grateful for the position that I'm now in with my hometown team that I grew up wanting to be on since I was 3 years old, and the decisions and the coaching and the everything that I'm doing every day with them is helping to develop the players that, you know, on a team that I wish I was once on.
Kendall, you strike me, and I think a lot of people as well, as someone who at least optically appears fearless, whether it's, you know, doing the lap at the skills competition, whether it's, you know, jumping in feet first on television, doing games, whether it's this role. Is fear even a thing for you? Because it seems as if, you know, you dive in, you know, you go in, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. That seems like the story of Kendall Coyne Schofield to me.
Well, thank you. It means a lot. And I would use the word more nervousness at times versus fear. I definitely get nervous different times, whether it's broadcasting, you know, it's having these conversations with some of these prospects. It takes time to, you know, eliminate some of those nerves. But I always say nerves are good, because if you're not a little bit nervous, you don't care enough. So it's just working through those nerves in some of these situations. But, every door that has been opened through, you know, my work ethic, through my knowledge of the game, you know, this has been my whole life. I'm going to take advantage of those opportunities. I'm going to run through those doors because, like I said before, what makes me so excited is who's coming after me, who's next, and the amount of, you know, more women we continue to see in these games, the amount of, you know, young boys and girls that this inspires through whatever I'm doing, whatever, you know, Cammy's doing and others do. So, it's been exciting. I've been very fortunate to have some of the opportunities I've had. But I know it's not just about the opportunity that I had. It's about the opportunities that others will continue to have, hopefully, by some of the work that I'm doing.